This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London and good afternoon to you.
Good morning to you, Johnny, and good afternoon over at my end.
Let's first focus on markets around the world and particularly where you are, and specifically the gold market, because we've seen yet again fresh autumn highs today.
Precisely. So as we are speaking right now, on an intraday basis, gold has continued to shape a very positive rally since the start of today's Asia session. And what's interesting over here is that the previous ex-post FOMC minor pullback has indeed stabilized at around that 3,640, 3,620 level last Friday. And in today's Asia session, it did that rather strong, impulsive, bullish, impulsive move on the intraday basis. Now it's up by 1.10% to a fresh all-time high at 3,727, as you are speaking right now. That's a spot gold XAU/USD. So the rationale behind this bullish movement in gold potentially could be a primary driver of this high ongoing anticipation that the market participants view in the Fed Funds futures market, that the Fed will be able to do more than what Fed Chair Powell said during his press conference last Wednesday, where he actually pulled the guns back by saying that things are still being done meeting by meeting basis. But however, due to this ongoing potential deterioration in the US labor markets, and also market participants now has a view that the Fed is now more centered on the demand side of the economy rather than the supply side, which is the inflationary, sticky inflation due to this ongoing current White House administration trade tariff policy that has been on the sideline itself right now. And now prices of gold is now shifting towards more of a potential deterioration in the demand side of the US economy, where the Fed is still being viewed that they will still continue their potential interest rate cut cycle into 2026. So right now, the Fed Funds futures market is still pricing between 3 to 4 cuts next year. So that actually also support the ongoing gold prices as we are speaking right now, due to the fact that gold is being a non-income bearing asset, pardon me, because if you were to hold gold, it does not generate a fixed income for you. So given that the fact that we now start to see potential US interest rate coming down, and that also causes the 10-year US Treasury yield to actually inch down lower as well as we are speaking. So that potentially create a positive feedback loop into the gold price.
And what about closer to home where you are, Kelvin? Looking at the China stock market at the moment, it's pretty bullish, isn't it?
Yes. So if you look at the China stock market, it continues to inch higher today, extending last week gains. So if we look at the benchmark CSI 300 index, which comprises the component stocks of the China A component stocks, both listed on the Shanghai Stock Exchange and the Shenzhen Stock Exchange, rose further today. So it actually rallied by 0.5% to actually right now it's almost hitting a fresh, close to a 5-year high. All right. So this ongoing optimism in the Chinese stock market has been primarily also driven by the just concluded a phone call between US President Trump and Chinese President Xi on last Friday, where we now know that more or less the TikTok deal has already been cemented. So Trump mentioned over in his social media post that the meeting outcome was rather positive, that China has agreed to actually kind of allow TikTok operations in the US to be separated from the parent company Biden's over here. And more or less that deal framework is to be signed off by the next 30 to 45 days. And most importantly over here is that during the phone call, both sides in terms of China presidency and US President Trump, they do agree to have a finally long awaited face-to-face physical meetup on the sidelines of next month October APEC meeting to be held in South Korea. So given this latest outcome, it seems to us that we know that China and US relationship has been rather frosty in the last 5 to 6 years, and it actually got much more worse after US President Trump ignited his fresh round of trade tariffs policy in April. So after three talks where they allow the trade tariffs between US and China to get delayed for further discussion, I would say. So given this positive phone call between Xi and Trump, and potentially with that meetup, the face-to-face meetup in South Korea in this upcoming OPEC summit to be held at the end of October, that could potentially see a further reduction of trade tariffs by both sides. So right now, US is imposing trade tariffs of China products about 20%. So that could potentially be reduced further. And that actually created a positive feedback loop into the China stock market.
Kelvin, let's look to the week ahead. Plenty of PMI data coming out over the next few days. What are the highlights for you?
Yes, for sure. So we know that PMI data is considered as a leading US economic data, as well as for the data for the rest of the major developed economies, given the fact that this is considered as a soft data based on a survey-based approach. So kicking off, we have the S&P Global Manufacturing PMI flash data for September, and as well as for the services component as well for the September. That will be out on tomorrow, Tuesday at 7 a.m. Singapore time over here. Then what we come up next will be the one in Eurozone that will be out at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, and followed by 4:30 p.m. Singapore time. That will be the UK one. And on the same day itself, on Tuesday as well, again at 9:45 p.m. Singapore time, so that's 9:45 a.m. in US time on Tuesday, there will be the US side of the manufacturing PMI and the services PMI. And what's interesting over here is that market participants will be considering rather not so rosy print for this time around on September. So especially market participants will be focusing very clearly on the US side of the story, because the US one could potentially influence the Federal Reserve Federal Reserve monetary policy decision going forward, especially stretching into 2026. So still recall that last week FOMC meeting, it came out with the latest dot plot. So in the latest dot plot for 2026, the US Federal Reserve officials on the median projection still only pencil in one interest rate cut. So that's below what market is expecting. So will that starts to change the Dow? For sure, market participants will be looking at how well the S&P Global compound US manufacturing PMI, and especially the services PMI, perform. So for the services PMI, will be much more important. Why? Because the close to, or say, 3/4 of US GDP growth is driven by services activities. So previous month of August, the print came in at 54.5, so that's still hovering above the expansionary level of 50, but this time around market consensus is looking for a slight dip to 53.9. So anything that's going below 53.9 could potentially indicate that the US demand side of the story has starts to deteriorate further, and that could prompt further Fed funds rate cut bets into 2026. Then do not forget over here is that very interestingly, we now start to see a slew of US Federal Reserve officials speaking right after the FOMC meeting. So everyone will be hearing out their thoughts going forward after that meeting, where we start to see the first interest rate cut that has been finally enacted in 2025. So market will be focusing the boss itself, which is Fed Chair Powell's speech. So that will be in early Singapore time on Wednesday, September 24th at 12:35 a.m. So US timing will be 12:35 p.m. on Tuesday at September 23rd. So this particular speech is a public speech where Fed Chair is being invited to speak pertaining to the state of the US economic outlook. So given the fact that market participants will be hearing very closely, does he still say the same tone during his press conference where he mentioned that things will be done by meeting, or does he now start to way skewed towards very similarly what he did previously during the Jackson Hole Symposium speech, where he starts to sound more cautious regarding about the state of the U.S., the state of the U.S. labor market that is facing an increased risk of deterioration, and market for sure will be listening very closely to his tonality during this public speech. And lastly, we will go forward towards the end of the week, which is pretty important as well. So the first one to take note of is during the Asia session, where we have the release of Tokyo Core CPI data and Tokyo Core CPI data that is excluding food and energy, which is much more important. So still recall that last Friday, we do have a Bank of Japan monetary policy meeting. And for the first time this year, we start to see two dissentant. So these two dissentant, these two BOJ officials actually go against the majority thinking that they propose for a interest rate hike to come in last Friday, but they were actually being gunned down by the majority. So these two officials, why they propose an interest rate hike? Because they view that prices in Japan have started to stabilize above that long-term inflation target that BOJ desired, want to have at 2%. So if you look at the core Tokyo CPI year-on-year change in the previous month of August, it came in at 3%, which is way above the 2% mark. And this time around, market is looking at a higher level at around 3.1 to 3.3%. So if it continues to inch up higher, that could actually increase the possibility of a BOJ interest rate hike not cut at least one more time before 2025 ends. So that could be pretty interesting to see how the dollar yen reacted going forward, given the fact that the dollar yen so far has been kept below its 200-day moving average since last week, exposed FOMC meeting at the resistance level of 148.75, 148.95. And lastly, will be the all-important core PCE price index. So that is the favorite inflation gauge that the U.S. Federal Reserve watches to actually form part of their decision-making process in deciding their monetary policy meeting. So for core PCE price index year-on-year this time around, that's excluding food and energy, for the month of August, market participants expecting the same level at 2.9% with that is the previous print in July. So if it starts to hover at the same level at what market is expecting, then perhaps we will start to see a continuation of more chances of a continuation of this Federal Reserve interest rate cut cycle heading into 2026.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. Thank you very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you next week.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.